Okay, Leanne.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I went ahead and I sent you first a text message from my direct line. I put in there my name, my phone number, as well as the law firm's name and their phone number. They'll be reaching out to you within a week once the forms are signed. And then I sent over the DocuSign as well. It was sent via text and email. Have you used
What does that
DocuSign?
mean? No, I don't even know what text email means.
Okay.
I mean, I know what the email.
So, I can walk you through it. Are you able to put me on speaker?
Let me see. I go to messages, right?
Messages, your text, or you can go to your email if you have that, whichever is easier.
Well, the text is right here.
Okay. It'll say Jessica Boscovich from Mass Tort Strategies is sending you a DocuSign.
Yeah, I see that right here.
Okay.
Welcome to DocuSign Message and Data Rates Name Letter. Okay. Okay.
So you'll go ahead and allow the consent. So you'll basically hit yes to allow. You may have to hit a box.
So,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. But before I do that, I go on to the website.
Yes, a new web page will appear. And then
okay.
Sense.
Oh, there it is. Okay. And then it says, do you agree to receive? Yes, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then you may have to check a box that says you agree to use electronic records and signatures, then continue.
Okay. Continue. Okay, I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yep, and then hit continue. And then you'll see a start button at the top right or the bottom. You'll hit the start.
Okay. Let me get that one. Okay. All right.
Did it take you to the first signature field?
It says, what it says is executed this blank day. Do I fill that in?
So it'll be all the yellow boxes. Did you hit the start button already?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll automatically take you to the first yellow box. You'll hit the first yellow box, and then it'll bring up a new box. Well, you're going to draw with your finger your signature and then hit adopt and sign.
Okay. How? See, this is messed up because I was trying to move it because it made it too big, but it says draw your signature because it's got an X and a line underneath that I didn't mean to put on there. I don't know how to erase that.
I think if you recap the box, there may be a clear button on it.
Well, what I was trying to do, I was trying to get it to go smaller because it's bigger than the phone.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Draw your signature. Debbie, can you come here a minute, please? I need to draw my signature in here, and what I was doing is I was trying to make it go smaller, the page, so that I could get a full page there. I'm going to put this in there. How do I clear that so I can put the signature? Right. That's what I was trying to do. Okay, there you go. Okay.
Okay, got it.
No. Okay, so you're right. So now I just draw my signature?
Yes, in the box. And then you'll hit adopt and sign. It doesn't have to be perfect either. But the best.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, it's not going to be.
No worries.
Lord, and there I go, I write my name too big. Okay, let's stop that. This is hard to do with my finger.
I know, I'm so sorry.
It looks all messy. Okay. I guess that's good enough. And then adopt and sign.
Mm-hmm.
That does not. Okay.
And then you'll basically go through each of the yellow boxes and either put in your initials or your signature. And then once it is all completed, you'll see a finish button, and that's how you'll know you're done.
Oh, this is annoying me now. Okay. Why did it take me back to draw your initials? What did I do wrong?
No, so you'll draw your initials then, did you?
No, just my initials. Oops, okay, Claire. Claire, okay. Lee, yeah, okay. Okay. Adopted and initial. Okay, but it's got all these other places where I gotta do every yellow box, right?
Yeah.
Trying to see what the required signature. Sign here. Okay. Go for it. Here we go again. Right now I'm on a really important phone call. How come it won't take my finger signature here? Wait. Signature. Yes. Oops. I'm sorry, please bear with me.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
This needs my initials and it needs my name there, but every time I go to write it.
Here it needs signature instead of
Where?
I just got it. I just got your signature. Required initials here. Okay. Have to tap on it and it's key and it put it in.
Yeah. Oh.
The shoulder's right there.
It's right there.
It's got it already.
Initials. Wait a minute. Go back. Initials.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think it's done because so many have finished. You're done signing.
Okay.
And what about signing? I can't do
that. Continue.
Now she should put it. You'll get it.
Start signing.
Okay, so I got the completed notification, so we are good to go. DocuSign will probably try to ask you if you want to create an account. You don't have to do that. It's up to you if you want to, but we did get the completed form, so one will be sent to your email, then also over to the firm. But like I said, just look out for a call from the law firm within the week here. They'll be calling just to re-verify everything and then also to introduce themselves. But I do just want to say thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and God bless, okay?
Are they going to be doing that soon or in the next few days? Or
yes, within the week.
Okay.
All right.
And they'll come text message or phone call?
They'll do both. You'll get a text.
Okay.
If you don't pick up, they'll send a text. So. But,
okay.
Right. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jessica.
Absolutely.
You do the same.
Thank you.